In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani discuss composer Darius Milhaud, hearing a performance of his The Ox on the Roof from a recent Close Encounters with Music concert.
So Yehuda Hanani, you just had a very interesting Close Encounters with Music that brought up some fascinating thinking about classical music.
Well, we had a concert that featured two pianists playing the same instrument. Piano is the only instrument that can be played by two people at the same time. You cannot, you know.
Four hands,
we call it four hands. And we had two Russian pianists, brilliant young musicians. And the last piece on the program was the piece I wanted to tell you about because it's, first of all, it's delightfully written. It's very entertaining. And it has an interesting story. The name of the piece, I should tell you the name of the composer first, was Darius Milhaud. It really, when you look at it, it looks like Milhaud. It's M-I-L-H-A-U-D, Darius Milhaud, French composer, born 1892 and lived until 1974. And he was a member of a group of six brilliant French composers. They called themselves Les Six, the Six. And it was a circle of artists, painters, playwrights, Cocteau, and these guys in Paris. But during World War I, Darius Milhaud was secretary to the French ambassador in Brazil. And he absorbed, for 2 years he was there, and he absorbed a lot of Brazilian folklore, and his music is infused with this Brazilian music. So upon returning to Paris, 1920, he wrote a piece which is called Le Bœuf sur le Toit, The Ox on the Roof, and this is the title of an old Brazilian tango. And into this piece, the piece is all of 15 minutes long, into this little piece, he weaves 30 different Brazilian tangos. So if you're a Brazilian person, you would, you know, the light bulb will go on every couple of seconds. This piece was originally intended to accompany a Charlie Chaplin silent movie. And then when this plan fell through, it was transformed into a sort of a bizarre ballet, pantomime, farce, using the surreal vocabulary, Dada vocabulary that Beckett would employ in Theater of the Absurd about a decade later. And everybody was involved. So Jean Cocteau did the scenery, and the stage design was done by Raoul Dufy. And the first actors were two famous clowns from the Medrano Circus. So this was the story of the piece. Nothing much happens. There's no real story in the ballet. It's just a sequence of scenes with weird characters that takes place in a bar. It's called the Nothing Doing Bar. That's the name of the bar. And the choreography of the piece was deliberately extremely slow, very, very slow, in contrast to the brisk and lively music. So it's all like a surreal dream, the entire piece. Now, performances of the choreographed version, the original piece, have been very rare, very few, but the music, with its irresistible energy and humor, has become a staple, and I would very much like our audiences at WAMC to enjoy listening to it.
Great.
So this is a fresh broadcast from our recent concert live at the Mahaley.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was The Ox on the Roof by Darius Milhaud, recorded at a recent Close Encounters with Music concert. Before that, Alan Shartok spoke with cellist Yehuda Hanani. To learn more about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.